Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People will go to a judge, to a man, to a woman, may not even be a Christian.
That's right.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And fight to the last. I'm talking about people that go to the same church.
Uh-huh.
In lawsuit with each other.
Uh-huh.
Go to the authorities, people that may not even be good people.
Right.
Live ungodly lives. Don't serve God, don't believe in God. Some of them do, some of them don't. He said, I'm saying this to shame you. Isn't there anyone in the church who's wise enough to decide these arguments? But instead, one Christian sues another right in front of unbelievers. To have such lawsuits at all is a real defeat for you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you yourselves are the ones who do wrong and cheat, and even your own Christian brothers and sisters. Is this happening in the world today? But now what I want you to see is, what's the problem? The church does not have this place in people's lives, does it? And I'm going to tell you why the church does not have this place in people's lives. It's because God does not have this place in people's lives. Are you with me? You can tell what place God has in people's lives by what place His church has in their lives, because it is His church. And it is His choices and His appointments. The church is supposed to have a place in our lives where things can be settled and things can be fixed.
Amen.
Without us spreading it all over the news.
Amen.
Or all over the community. Or it being drugged through the papers or the media. People ought to be able to come in to the church that God called them to and placed them to, where they get fed, where they get helped, where they grow up. And whatever leadership has been there appointed by God and under those appointed by Him, when the answer's given, that ought to be it.
Right.
Whether people like it or whether they don't, that ought to be it. It's settled.
Right.
But it's not. Because how do you have a good family? Love.
Submission.
That's the word. That's the word. We live in a generation where most don't even know what submission is. And don't want to know. Just sounds bad to them. Just sounds bad. What it sounds like is, I'm not going to get my way.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. You are exactly right. Submission means you don't get your way. That's exactly what it means. But the truth is, there are times when if you get your way, it's bad. If you get your way, it's going to hurt you. It's going to cost you. And there are many times, if you get your way, God didn't get His.
That's right.
There are times when you, when I need to submit. We need to say, okay, Lord, not my will. But is it easy? No, it's not easy. Person who said it was easy for them to submit don't know what they're talking about. It's always been easy for me to submit. You don't even know what it is. No, it's not easy. But can you do it?
Yes.
Yes. Will it bless you if you will?
Yes.
Oh. What kind of place should the church have in your life? What kind of place should God have in your life? Then what kind of place should God's appointments what he sets up, what he does, what kind of place should it have in your life? It should be top, right? Now, let me take just a couple of minutes here and try to explain this further. God sets in the church in rank as it pleases him. Listen to 1 Corinthians, don't turn there, listen to 1 Corinthians 12:28. 1 Corinthians 12:28. God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, he goes on. The very word submit means to, it's a military term in a lot of writings. It means to rank or arrange under. Somebody say that. Rank under. When you submit, you're acknowledging somebody has a rank above you. And your rank is under them. Doesn't mean they're better than you. It means they have a different place from you. Are you with me now?
Yes.
The Bible said, submit yourself to God. So you give him a place over you, you take your place under him. I've heard ladies say, well, why should I submit to him? Because he's male. Nobody said for you to submit to him because he's male. Why should I submit to the pastor? Because he's whoever he is. It's not because he is whoever he is, because it's God's choice.
Yes.
Whoever they are. Did you hear me? God chose. And if you don't respect his choice, you don't respect him. Can you see this? This is so important. Now here is where the difference comes in. This is what keeps it straight and keeps it clean. How does it work? Let me say it like this. I got a whole seminar here I'm trying to condense in a few minutes. Say this out loud. Fear forces.
Fear forces.
Love leads.
Love leads.
Faith follows. Say it one more time. Fear forces. Love leads. Faith follows. Some groups in times past and even modern times have gotten a hold of this and said, yeah, we're the church, and by golly, you're going to do what we say. And we're going to make you do it or else. And people have rebelled against that. And it's not right. I said it's not right. God said, listen to the language. Don't try to turn there, but listen to it. The Bible said, I'm just going to read them and not give you the references. You submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Younger, submit yourself to the elder. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. Submit yourself. Submit yourself. What's the language there? Who's submitting you? You are submitting yourself. Who's making you submit?
Me.
You are making yourself.
Yes.
Nobody outside is making. You are submitting yourself. This language is so important.
Yes, it is.
You are submitting yourself. The Bible never said, husbands, make your wives submit. Shepherds, make your flock submit. Never, never. It's wrong to think it and talk it. Every husband that ever pointed to his wife and said, the Bible says submit, and you're going to submit to me, I command you to submit. Wrong. Completely not the Spirit of God. Wrong spirit. Did you hear me? I've had husbands look at me when it dawned on them what was going on, and they said, well, Brother Keith, if it's completely up to her, I don't think she ever will. He said, if she never submits, what will happen? I said, she won't. If she never does, she never will.
Amen.
He said, what do I do? I said, you love and you lead. Love and lead. Love and lead. You submit yourself to God. When should God submit to us? When? How often? What situations? When should husbands submit to their wives? The answer is never. When should parents submit to their children? The answer is never. Never. Now, don't misunderstand me. There can be many a time that you can say, honey, you were right. I was wrong. We're going to do it this way. Because you saw the light and you changed. But you don't say, honey, come on, I'm going to let you lead on this. You just lead and I'm going to follow you. Wrong. You never look at the kids and go, y'all are right. I'm going to submit to you on this. Y'all lead and I'm going to follow. No, but there should be times that you go, you know, daddy was wrong. And what you're saying is right. We need to do it this way because you decided that it was. Did you hear me? Difference between we're turning it over to you to lead now and we're going to follow. I know this is tremendously politically incorrect and unpopular. But I believe the Bible. How about you? And I have seen it work when nothing else would. I've seen it work. I've seen it straighten things out and get results when nothing else would. What if my wife won't submit? Then she won't. But that doesn't mean you submit to her.
That's right. Amen.
Did you hear me? Well, then there'll be problems. Yeah, there can be. And it can cost you. What if we won't submit to the Lord? Then we won't. Is he going to make us? No. It'll cost us. Won't it? Is he going to eventually wear down and give in to us? Never. No. Oh, we're having fun now, aren't we? Somebody say, glory to God. Said out loud, you submit yourself. Yourself. How does it work? How does it work? Let me describe it just a little bit more. The head, whoever God placed in a position of authority, they have the oversight, they love, and they lead first by example. The head is strong, but in love. The wife, now here's the big thing. The people under the pastor, the people under the business leader, whatever, submit first to God. First to God. Go to 2 Corinthians 8. 2 Corinthians 8. Why doesn't the church have the place in people's lives that it should? Huh? Because God doesn't have the place. That's the real issue.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.